This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. We have a live chat room there. If you don't like to do that, then you can head over to, if you're on the Facebook, you can find the Real Side Radio on there. I don't even know what is that? Is it the Real Side? The Real Side Radio in Facebook. Yeah, there you go, The Real Side Radio. That worked. You're pretty good. So, anyway, so head over there. And, I tell you what, the smarter people than I in that, they don't call it a chat room. They call it a live feed, I guess. But I'm listening, I listen to the news during the break, because I got nothing else to do, right? So I'm listening to the news. And I love how things get, I won't say spun. I won't even go that far with it anymore. Now I think it's just a matter of they purposely leave things out. They can't remember anything, right? So the Carter Page, which briefly worked for Donald Trump, he was not surveilled, wiretapped. No. He was uncovered. Is what it was. And so the questions were being asked for him. And finally somebody said to him, were you or did you talk about the, sanctions being lifted or adjusted or what have you with any Russian official? And he said, no, not that I can recollect. I mean, it may have came up and I said, good luck with that or whatever. But no, I don't remember actually honing in and talking about that. The left is all up in arms about that comment. What do you mean you don't know whether you've talked about that? What is really interesting is on the other side of all of this, did they ever do this to President Oblamo or John Kerry? I mean, when Mr. Obama got caught telling the Russian president that after his election he could be more flexible, did anybody really hunker down and ask, hey, what does that mean? I mean, this didn't even have to be uncovered. He was there talking to them. We saw it on TV. The mic was left on by accident. So, there is a double standard. We already know that. I know you guys already know that, too. I'm not saying that you don't. But, when Jen Palmieri said that the Dems, who work harder, they love government, but we already know this. And she said that the press is harder on Democrats. I mean, that's like drugs going somewhere to happen, isn't it? Now, the thing, I want to come back to this. They're going to dig and dig and dig. Until they find something that almost looks bad, then they're going to try to build it. Look at, they've struck out everywhere already. I still say that Nunez should never have left his post. He should have told them to go pound sand. I didn't do anything wrong. You guys want to keep making noise about this? You do it. We're going to continue on with the investigation. I think if they don't stay on task with their talking points and everything, we're going to forget why that committee was even started. Was Trump wiretapped or not? Right? Was the last administration go after Donald Trump or not? I think they did. I think they were looking for them to screw up. They were looking to grab anything they could to use against them. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, we're all worried about what Mexico's thinking. There's another piece that just came out a little while ago that states are fearing trade wars with Mexico. You know, some of you people that have decided, you know, you want to punish Mexico, China, whatever. You want fair trade. You want to make sure that you know, if we're paying a 12% tariff, then Japan or Mexico or whoever needs to pay the same thing. I'm good with that. I agree with you. But understand, it's going to cause a rift. You're going to end up paying more for stuff. You get that? Because the 13%, 12%, whatever it ends up being, is not going to go away. Somebody has to pay for it. So, anyway, you know, it really does. If you want stuff really cheap, then you take it from some of those countries. You don't bother slapping it, you know, trade tariff on them, tax, handling charge. I don't know. They were going round and round as to what to call it today, which I thought was hilarious today and yesterday. There's a majorly trade deficit with Mexico, a trade deficit with China. It's not right. And another one, you know, where Trump promises to renegotiate NAFTA. Now, if he doesn't do that quickly, you're going to say he flip-flopped on that? See, we started down that road. I didn't totally finish it, but I don't need to. You get the picture. You're smart people. We don't need to renegotiate all these. We don't need to be in these situations where the other country is making out better than we are, and we've got 90 million people out of work at least. Let's get our people back to work. Let's get the economy moving for real. I'm not saying that President Trump doesn't have it moving, but there's just a lot of numbers flying around that don't make much sense. I'm Joe Senior, your host. Hopefully, the technology gods align. We'll have Congressman Steve Knight on with us after the break. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I keep telling you guys, if you call station managers, if you call the station and say, hey, why aren't you carrying the show? What is wrong with you people? It makes a difference. And the two latest stations that we've added, and I want to thank the listeners for doing this, KQEW 102.3 FM out of Arkansas. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate you listening as well. And KYAH, I'll get used to the call letters, I promise, out of Utah. And it's good to have you on board. You're on the West Coast with us, so hopefully you're listening now. Don't wait till later. It's become stale. Seriously, fun is fun. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. And I bring on the experts because I don't have a clue to what's going on. So hopefully this guy does have a clue. Congressman Steve Knight joins me. Straight out of the loony. I'm sorry. I'm going to be nice to you tonight. I promise I will be nice about all this tonight. Because I have
a lot of. You are always nice to me. There is no doubt.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But you know, I get so frustrated about stuff. I get so frustrated about Washington, and you know this because you've had several offices. And I said to people who think that, that President Trump is flip-flopping, I said, look, before you get in the office, you say, I'm going to change this, and I'm going to, you know, me running for school board, and I win. And I get in there, and somebody explains to me that there's a state constitution, and something called state ed code, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that I said I want to do that I can't just flick a switch and make happen. Do you think this has happened to him?
Oh, well, I think maybe to the highest degree. You know, he's never been an elected official, and one day finds himself president of the United States. I mean, it's not like, you know, you ran for school board or city council like I did. Or you, he ran for president of the United States. So, yeah, I think that he got in there and generals and you know, people who have been around a little bit have said, hey, you know those things you said on the campaign trail? Well, you know what? This is really how it works. So I think that, you know, and I said that all along, this would be a real, real bumpy learning stage for him just because of that, you know. And you know, the first thing I'll say is, anytime you got a new president, after another president been sitting there for 8 years, you're going to have a bumpy stage. Now you throw into the fact that you have a president that has never been elected, and he came out of the business world and the Hollywood world, and I think it's going to be bumpier. So, but I think you're seeing some of it start to smooth out, some of the issues. There are still bumps, and there are still problems, but it's getting a little better.
But he doesn't seem like, you know, when you talk about draining the swamp and everybody's on him for some of those things. But here's what I think. He should have gone on there department by department. When things started leaking, how hard is it to really sit down? Because I know in a regular business, you can't just massively fire people. But in a State Department, when those leaks were coming out like crazy, why can't somebody go up there in there and say, hey, if this keeps up, if this keeps happening, we can't do business. This whole floor will be gone at noon tomorrow if we can't get this under control. I mean, is that really just crazy?
There are still ways that you got to go about things. But, yeah, I do think that this president can go in there and say, hey, look, we've got too much of this. Too many things are getting out, or too many things are not getting done, or whatever. And I think he can make heads roll. I think that you're going to see that over the next month or so, maybe in his cabinet. I think you're seeing a little bit of possibilities of what might come over the next month. And so, yeah, I think that this president can do things that other presidents couldn't do. But, you know, again, it's a big, big moving machine. And it's not like my office where I've got, you know, 14 people. And when something happens, I can call one of them and say, hey, what the heck's going on here? You know, when he's got thousands and thousands of people that maybe not just work for the administration, but are directly underneath him, it becomes, you know, what we have in Washington, D.C. is a slow-moving, bureaucratic kind of mess. Yeah. And so...
And you knew that
was going
to be a problem, too. You know, we're used to things happening quick, quick, quick. And I always say, even in my little school district world, it's like running through molasses in the wintertime. Things just don't go quickly. And that's got to be frustrating to no end to him. So
I think it's frustrating for everybody. I talk to a lot of folks, and they go, why can't you just do this? Why can't you just do that?
Yeah,
why can't,
yeah.
You know, and it's... I'd like to do some of those things. I'd like to do this very quickly, and I'd like to get this done very, you know. But again, it is, you know, hundreds of years of bureaucratic kind of garbage that's been piled on top of each other, and pushing through some of that takes time. And if you're going to do that either with the military or with the State Department or Interior or wherever you're going to go, it's going to take time, wherever you're going to look.
Right.
So,
thinning out the herd, so to speak. You know, he's talking about he did the hiring freeze, and I think he gave a good reason. Look, we've got to get a handle on what's going on around here, and then we'll talk about lifting the hiring freeze. You know, he wants to thin out. I call it thinning out government. You don't need 17 assistants for one person at times. You don't need, you know, what was it, 18 departments that are basically handling the same issue. I did a piece 2 weeks ago on one act, one law, or one act, a department that was put in 1936. It's still there. It was the department that's supposed to bring telephones and electricity to the rural areas. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Do we still have rural areas?
Right? Well, that falls under the Department of Redundancy Department.
But he's talking, he wants somebody to dig down and get rid of all of that, and the left is having a heart attack with some of these things. I'm thinking, this is just common sense. Has government lost common sense?
Well, you know, I just a real quick story. I had a lady in front of my committee on contracting workforce maybe a month ago. And we were talking about the IRS, and she says, you know, you've got the budget of the IRS, so they can't do as many things they used to. And I said, well, here's my opinion. Maybe they shouldn't be doing as many things as they used to. And she goes, well, then you're going to be taking away some protections. And I said, okay. But, you know, that's a bad argument, because if we said that, then I'm sure I could find another protection today and another one tomorrow and so on and so forth for all 365 days where I could say, God, I can do this, I can do this. And at the end of 365 days, look at 365 protections that might protect, you know, Fred and Ethel or, you know, six people, and really not change the system for the better. And so I said, why wouldn't we just start looking at some of these things that, yes, I understand our protections, but maybe there are other protections that are there already that are already protecting those people. And this is a redundancy, and this is a, you know, an extra. She said, well, that might be something we can look at. But her, just the way she looked at me, like, you know, you want to cut some things out? No, we can't do that. We, you know.
No, and we'll talk about that on the other side.
If you do that,
yeah.
What would we do? You know,
well, we'll talk about that on the other side. To break, it's hard to break these habits that people have had for years. We'll be back in a minute, though. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Congressman Steve Knight joins us. He'll be with us on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to my website, realside.com, where you could buy a whole bunch of stuff, okay? I like selling things. Maybe I can get a new shirt if you buy some of my stuff. Ramblings of a Right Wing, Bible Thumping, White Guy is my latest book out there. It's all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you don't need to hate them. Right? If you buy the book, you'll find out. If you're on the left, you'll find out really what we're all about. Those are the labels that you gave us, and they're nothing to be afraid of. If you're on the right, I give you information where you can speak to people on the left so you can make some sense, and you're not just spewing the party line, forgive me, but you're not just spewing a line at somebody. You actually know what you're talking about. Also, my new shirt, Stand, hashtag Stand. For you old folks, it's pound sign Stand, but the new people say hashtag Stand, and it means just to stand. You don't have to stand. I'm not asking you to stand with Trump, but I'm asking you to stand for this country. I'm asking you to stand for America, stand for liberty, stand for freedom, stand for the Constitution. You know, the thing that the Democrats just found, right? I want you to stand for what's right. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm honored to have Congressman Steve Knight with me from the 25th District here in California. My God, you know, Congressman, I gotta fess up something to you. I was pushing for CalExit, and I have my reason for it.
Okay.
So I was thinking, if we allow them to leave and we build the wall up, you know, on the eastern border, okay, bring it up from Mexico up on the eastern, and we allow all the liberals to come to California and they enact everything they want to enact. In about 15 or 20 years, it'll be a vast wasteland, and we can take it back.
Yeah, I don't know that that's, I don't know that I'm going to go with you there, Joe. There's a couple. I love California, and it's a great state. But I think that there are some wacky movements going on in California, and especially in state politics right now. But it's still a great, great state.
Yeah, but your state's going to be a sanctuary state. They passed the gas tax to re-tax us for money that they had in blue. Wonderful place to be. And if you like chaos, it's great.
I certainly hope that Governor Brown is smart enough to not sign a sanctuary state bill. And the reason is because you're going to make an enemy of us from 49 other states. And a lot of those people sit on appropriations from the federal government. So no matter if we go in there and say, golly, well, you know, I know we're a sanctuary state and you might be ticked off at that, but we still want our federal money. They're all going to go, you know, I don't think so. I think we're gonna split it up among us. So I hope that Governor Brown understands that, and I'm sure he does.
I hope you're right. I don't know if he's listening to much of of anybody. It seems like they really.
I am positive, Joe, that he listens to your show.
Yes. Yeah, and rolls around laughing, or to go to sleep at night. I don't know which one. I want to hit some quick issues with you, and then I've got some questions from the chat room that they want to ask you. We can grab that in the third segment if you want to. We talked a little bit about a government shutdown. You know, last time this happened, the Republicans got blamed for it because, they wouldn't, quote-unquote, give in. They wouldn't step up and, approve the budget or what have you. Now you've got the same thing going on, and it's on the other. Now the shoe's on the other foot, right? And it's the Democrats stepping and saying, no, we're not going to, if you put this and this in the budget, we're not going to vote for it. Do you see some kind of compromise, or do you see a possible government
shutdown? I certainly hope so, because this government shutdown is a lot of things that are very, very important to me, to this district, to Southern California, and that defense. And so we've got the 2.1% raise in there, which isn't near enough, but it's what we could do. And we've also got the appropriations to get us through FY17 for defense instead of doing a continuing resolution on them and basically just shutting down a lot of operations. If we don't get this, if we don't get this cleared up by April 28th, or if we do some sort of a continuing resolution, that will mean, it doesn't mean it could mean, it will mean that we shut down a lot of readiness training, a lot of operations, especially for our Navy and Air Force, many flying hours, and the type of training that we need if our young men and women are going to go into a combative situation, they need this training. So it turns into a really bad situation quickly. Coming in August. This is coming in May if we don't get this done in April. They will immediately start shutting down operations in many fighter squadrons. So I think we'll get this done. I think there will be compromise. I think there are issues out there. I'm sure that the chat room is blown up about the $1.5 billion that President Trump wants for the wall. I think these things will be worked out. And I believe everybody knows what's on the table right now. It's a little bit different than, and I never want to shut down the government, but if you shut down the government for 2 weeks and after 2 weeks, everything gets back up and running and everything.
Yeah.
This is some type of military that it's going to be.
I was thinking about the last shutdown and how much money we kept spending every day, and I think we didn't have many cash. I mean, you can't seem to get this government to stop spending money. It's almost impossible. All right, quickly, Comey. I mean, Comey's got himself in an awkward position, where
yes. I think it's awkward.
Yeah, I don't want to come out and slam the guy, because one of the things I've learned myself being an elected official is sometimes there are things going on the back end you just don't know about. You just don't have access to that information. But I think Comey really did step it. I think there was a thought that Hillary would take the presidency and all this stuff would just kind of fizzle and go away. But things are coming up all over the place now. And are we going to get serious with this? And when I say that, I mean, are we going to be looking legally at Comey and Hillary and Susan Rice?
Yeah, I would say that there's going to be an awful lot coming out over the next 2 or 3 weeks. I think the Susan Rice issue, for everyone who's been reading and following and seeing all of the kind of mismatch that she's got going on and the lack of credibility. And I think that, when we get back into session, there's going to either be a look at maybe some sort of a panel, a committee, or an independent or something that is going to look at all this. But, it's a difficult situation. I think it was a difficult situation when the director came out with information 4 or 5 days before the election, and that just kind of jumped and jumped and jumped. And I'm not saying he didn't have information to come out with. It's just it was timing, and it really hasn't calmed down since then.
Well, here, and you know, and when she comes out 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks from now and says that she doesn't know anything about anything, and then all of a sudden she knows everything about, you know, who was uncovered, yeah, unmasked, or whatever you want to call it, and now we're finding out that people were being, okay, you don't have to call it wiretap. I know that's a very old term, but their information was being looked at, and some of my digging has found out that, you know, unless you specifically have a reason to look at this, unless it's an ongoing investigation of some kind, people like Rice should not have had access to that information. But it seemed to be approved, and somebody very high up had to say this was fine, it's okay, give her the information. That's just my uninformed, educated guess. So.
Yeah, and that's it's concerning. It is, and like I say, it seems like every day you open up the news, and there's something more on this, or there's something new, or something has changed, and it's almost hard to keep up with. I'm glad I sit on three committees that I can keep up with pretty quickly. Other than armed services getting a little bit wacky lately, but I can stay pretty much up to date on my three committees.
You've got tax reform, you've got health care. I got to tell you, the only thing I'm disappointed, and you and I have talked about this in the past, on the health care thing was somebody should have had a plan rolled up in their back pocket, ready to whip out and go, okay, repeal, bang. Slam, replace.
Well, but understand, Joe, here's the deal. When they made the Affordable Care Act, they could spend whatever they wanted. They could do whatever they wanted because it built this new bureaucracy. And so when you're going to do this through reconciliation, you have to have deficit reduction. So you can't just go in there and say, well, we're going to do our whole new plan, but it's going to cost the same, and it's going to do all this. No, you have to have that reduction. That's part of reconciliation, just as it is for revenues and taxes. That's part of reconciliation. So it is apples and oranges when you look at the Affordable Care Act and what might come out of a Republican plan. It's going to be a much slimmer plan and much changed plan.
We'll keep it in your head. We'll let it go on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I do want to get right back to my guest because I he's a very busy man. I can't get him on that often, and when I do, I just want to get everything I can out of him. Congressman Steve Knight from California joins me, and Congressman, thanks for being with me today.
You got it, Joe.
All right. So you were talking about, because you know that the average person has no clue when it comes to how you push things through Congress, push things through to the Senate. And everybody kind of figured with the Affordable Care Act, you guys should have been able just to kill the first one, move your second one in, vote it in, and go. And there are some procedures you have to get passed and through, is there not?
Well, there are procedures. There's absolutely. And this is totally different. This was working under reconciliation, which you get basically one reconciliation bite at the apple every year. Because we didn't pass a budget last year, we get two bites at the apple this year, FY17 and FY18. So there's your kind of civics 101 for you. And the first reconciliation was going to be the repeal or replace of the Affordable Care Act. And, we're still working on it. Healthcare is still being worked on. If you saw a recent poll, 61% of America thinks that the Affordable Care Act has serious problems, and when it fails, they're going to blame it on the Republicans. And So, and that's fair. The Republicans are in charge right now, so that's fair. But, you know, I also think that the Republicans should continue to work down this road and fix this and move forward with a healthcare plan that can be sustainable or is sustainable and kind of works with what we have. So I think that this is going to continue on. We're going to continue to work on healthcare. I think the Democrats are going to be coming on board at some point and say, hey, we'd like to work on this. We'd like to work on that. And so, you know, people should understand that this is still going on. And I know that we're talking about taxes now and things like that, but healthcare is still a major part of what's going on in Washington, D.C.
I think people got excited about the fact that you were going to repeal it on the same day it was signed, and it was a slap in Obama's face. And I said, you know what? What is this 100-day thing? Why do we have to get everything done that quickly? If these guys work through it, it makes sense, because I had issues with the one that was coming up. If it makes sense, then take more time. Let's just do it right so we have to go back and keep fixing it.
Right, right. Well, even up to the night before, I was talking with a couple different congressional members, and one of them said, hey, I've got a part that we could put in there, and it dramatically changes the premiums for people 50 to 64. And I said, well, that's one of the biggest problems I have right now is those premiums are going up in California for that age group. And he said, boy, if we could just put a halt on this for a little bit. And he's working with them right now, and they're putting together a part of the plan that would help that age group specifically. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with taking an extra step and saying, hey, we're, you know, not that we just don't have the votes, but we have other ideas that we want to implement here. So, and again, I think that the Democrats want to be involved in this, and they want to say, okay, let's change this, but let's keep this. And so I'd love to see a plan that's got, you know, 435 votes.
Listen, with all due respect, I think the Democrats have lost it. I think they're still trying to figure out how they lost. I think what they believe their loss is all about is wrong. It's dead wrong. It's 180 degrees from where it is. They seem to be holding up people that are much more radical, much more progressive, if you would, than where their party actually needs to be. And remember, write this down, because you're going to hear it from me tonight. I think they're in for another two more waves of losses. I really do. I think in the next two election cycles, they still won't take anything back unless the Republicans do something extremely stupid. And I'm praying every day that you guys don't do that. So,
well, yeah. I mean, the Republicans get to show successes and things like that. And yeah, I think getting our new Supreme Court justice in. And I think he will be exceptional. I think, you know, jobs and the economy are going to be the biggest issue. But we've got to show tax reform. We've got to show a movement on health care. We've got to show the things that, that's what people want.
A lot of what you're kicking in the tax reform bill, or many things you're kicking, are sacrosanct to the Democrats. They love these things. You know, when you talk about taking money away from Planned Parenthood or organizations like that, these guys are going to scream and yell, and you think your town halls were hot before. My God, you guys are going to really, you know, I mean, you signed up for it. I get it. But there are still some issues there that you guys, I mean, the Dems are really going to give you a hard time about giving up that money, aren't they?
Oh, sure. Sure, yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know, there is a difference between a Republican and a Democrat. I tell people that all the time. And so, you know, all my Democrat friends who are yelling at me, I say, you know, there is a difference. And so if you're ticked off at me about this, well, okay. You were going to be ticked off at that, you know, 10 years ago when I said the same thing as you are today. So, but the fact is, you know, Republicans and Democrats should work together on issues, especially these big issues. And I think we can. I think we come together on a lot of things that people don't necessarily clap for. But there's still a lot of work in D.C. that is bipartisan.
Yep. No, I can see it. The VA is close to your heart, close to my heart. You know, I look at what's going on. I saw somebody got, I didn't catch the name before I got a show, so somebody got moved either laterally or totally out of the VA because of some issues that were happening there in the D.C. area. Why is this such a hard thing to fix? Why is it so hard after all these years to get someone in there at the top that can fix some of these major issues that are right in your face?
Well, it's kind of like the VA. You know, it used to be a top quality service, and it just lost its way. And the administration lost its way. I don't mean the presidential administration. I mean the VA administration. They just lost their way. The doctors, the clinicians, the nurses, still, you know, what they want to do is give the best treatment to veterans. But over the last 30 years, the administration of the VA has just forgotten that that is the mission. And they try to build this big conglomerate bureaucracy where they want to build more hospitals and build more clinics and do this and do that instead of going, you know what? All we care about is the care for our veterans. And we can do that with public-private partnerships. We can do that with a hospital that is connected to a community that has, you know, a VA connection. We can do a lot of these things that don't cost, you know, $1.7 billion like the hospital in Denver is right now, and get a lot of these things done close to home and with experts, maybe not in the VA, but experts in the medical field that want to work with veterans. So there's just a lot of things that are going around right now. The new chairman of the role is kind of shaking things up a little bit. And we were just talking to him about an issue that's happening in the district. And but it's going to take a little while. Joe, it took about 30, 35 years for it to, you know, go down. It ain't going to turn around in 35 seconds.
No, and that's the problem with big government is getting it to turn, make changes, do anything.
It's turning the ship, you know, but, you know, many of my friends that are vets, you know, and this isn't just anecdotal here. This is many of them come up to me and say, you know, I'll never go to the VA. I said, well, you know what? That's not a good attitude. We want to get you good care, and the people at the VA are good people, and they want to give you good care. So we've got to turn that around, too. You know, the VA can't be the Yugo. The VA's got to turn around.
Yeah, and, you know, you're dealing with people's lives. You're dealing with people that jumped in front of bullets, that went out there knowing, not thinking they might, but knowing the odds are very high they could lose their lives doing what they were doing, and they did it anyway. And I just think they need to be at the top of the list of people that we take care of in this country. So quickly, I got about 2.5 minutes. What do you personally, what would you like to see the Congress accomplish, I don't know, in the next 90 days?
Oh, boy. Well, I would like to see us work very diligently and seriously on tax reform. I think that can help stimulate the economy if we bring down the corporate tax and we bring down taxes for everyone. I do believe that will create jobs and give that kind of inertial push to businesses to invest more, to take more chances. And then the second thing is we've got to do some issues. I need to do issues in my committee in contracting to bring more capital to the forefront. And so those things are big right now. But of the issues that are biggest over the next 90 days, there's nothing like the getting clear of April 28th and making sure that we can move forward into FY18 with a budget into FY18. So it's, you know, there's big ticket items out there, but, you know, anytime I come on your show, there's going to be big ticket items.
Oh,
you
know, always.
You're talking about a government that spends $4.2 trillion, so, you know, there's big ticket items.
What's a few billion bucks among friends? Anyway, Congressman, thanks so much for being with me tonight. Really do appreciate your...
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it as always.
All right. Have a great rest of the day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, we're here all week. Hopefully you will be too. Anyway, have a great rest of the day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless.